You've heard many analogies throughout our life about being on the path, being on the track, running the race. The path is to the left, to the right, or wrong, only straight. The track, you are on a lap different than I. You're 50, I might be 20. We don't know. Only you and God know what lap you're on. Well, I'm going to throw another one in there, another analogy. What about the way? One way, one path, but it's not to the left or to the right. We are all here worshiping God on the day He commands. We are all on the path, but maybe our path, as God is a loving, very complex, very detailed God, maybe the path goes up and down, different elevations. Not saying one elevation is better than another, but we're all on different elevations of the same path. Today, the first day of unleavened bread, we make unleavened bread and we are required to eat it for the next week. I can't help but to share the memory that I had of unleavened bread. Being born into the church was beautiful because during unleavened bread, I almost never could get in trouble with what I ate because my mom would fill our counters full of sweet, beautiful, unleavened treats. And that was special to us. And as long as my arm could reach, I could grab and eat. And so we had an array of all sorts of different wonderful unleavened bread treats. And I hope someday to carry on that tradition. We have different bread that we make. We never made unleavened bread. We had matzos for those of you. The church used to order like several hundred boxes of matzos. And we would all go in together, and then I'd get my box of matzos and eat them throughout the week. So how do we leave sin behind as we move forward on the way everlasting? Today, we will look at two steps we must take while on our journey. Please keep in mind the way everlasting. First, travel with unleavened bread forever. Israel left Egypt, which represents sin. Today we have been forgiven of our sins. We just went through Passover, and we are here today. Psalms 34:14, if you want to turn there. Psalms 34, verse 14. Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. If you really think about this scripture, it's a complete set of instructions for every one of us for all of our life. You are to depart sin. You are to get away from it. All evil, run from it. And evil isn't just around us. Evil penetrates our mind. You must kick it out. You must get rid of it. Go away from it. And then do good. Lay up treasures in heaven. Do good, whatever it takes. Be an example. Seek peace. That is very hard, especially if you're married. I mean, we run into problems and we're with our spouse 24/7, we run into problems. You are to seek peace. How do you seek peace when you're right? Well, there's the answer right there. You're not right. And pursue it. Once you have obtained beautiful peace, whatever you're doing, repeat it over and over, because that is what we are required to do. Did you know there is a famous movie that during the movie, The whole movie, which is about a journey, they carried around with them and ate, guess what? Unleavened bread. That is the whole point of the movie. Well, not the unleavened bread, but the journey. And the movie is very popular, famous, I should say. And they even wrote a song about it with a band that's just as famous. I don't know if anyone here can tell what I'm talking about. Has anyone ever heard of Lammas bread? Lammas bread? It's also called Elvish bread, also known as Lord of the Rings. During that journey, remember, they're eating it, and then they murmured against it. I hate Lammas bread, right? Because they are forced to eat it the whole way. And of course, Led Zeppelin, which is a band I like, sang a whole song about the journey, Ramble On. That's useless information you can keep in your pocket. What about packing light for your journey? God's way of life does not require a great deal of physical items. It doesn't. Sustain life. Travel with unleavened bread. Unleavened bread is not puffed up, and it's what we need to take with us on the journey. Just the other day, strange as it was, I had a dream. I had a dream about packing, because I got the call that the place of safety was here now and go, which, of course, we've all had those dreams throughout our lives, right? But this dream was so specific. It said, Michael, do not pack anything. Walk out of your house right now. That's what my dream said. And I'm like, okay. And then here comes the human rationale, right? Well, I have to take this. Well, I have to take that. I have to take that. And then luckily I woke up. Point two, travel with a clean heart. That's Psalms 51, verse 10. We must have a clean heart. This is the most important step in our life. After we have been called out of the world to do God's will, what is next? You must refine your heart. You must make your heart clean. Search your heart. Because guess what? If you don't do it, God will. Turn to Psalms 139. Psalm 139. Psalm 139, and we'll pick it up in verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Expository's Bible commentary explains that David is asking for God to discern his motives and actions. The psalmist desires nothing less than conformity to God's will. Therefore, he prays for God's examination of his spiritual condition. We just got done doing that with Passover. We're not done. It is something we are required to do always. Do you have an attitude of repentance? Well, you're going to mess up. We all do. You will be knocked down. We've all had the proverbial 2x4 whack us in the head. But can you get back up? Remember, your job in life, your sole purpose is to sacrifice your life for the kingdom, seeking first the kingdom. That means you must be in the right mindset for God to search you. Don't lose your drive, your passion, your intensity. Don't give up your will, because this world is against you. We read during the Passover, the world hated Jesus the Christ. So I guarantee the world hates you. You are odd. You are strange according to the world. But here, you know what you are? You're family. the way we are seeking to have the mind of Christ. Man does not want to move closer to God. We want to. Man does what man wants. Drive to step forward. It takes a great deal of will to move forward. It takes absolutely no will at all to sit on your butt and stare at the past. That's what most people get caught up doing. Reminiscing about the past, thinking about the past, focusing on the past. That doesn't get you anywhere except a headache. Because I don't know if you're like me, the past is filled with embarrassing moments. It's filled with just, you did what? And unfortunately, throughout my life, I always had a witness around. So I can never live it down. But now I have the opportunity to move forward and think forward to do what God wants. So, in conclusion, nowhere in the Bible does it say to sit down and focus on the past. It never says that. Words like overcome, seek, search are used. So let us truly remove the leavening as we journey on the way everlasting.